for me, is one of the most important verses. I would put it definitely in the top 20, me personally. You're all entitled to your own personal top 20 or 30, whatever verses. But for me, this one's important. Are we ready? Let's chant together. Mamai bangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshashtan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Now you repeat. Mama. My. Eva. Certainly. So certainly means don't worry, no doubt. All right, certainly. It's like, you know, when you go to the bank, you get a certified check. That means that one, not going to, no problems. Certified. Angsha. Fragmental particle. Jiva loke. In the world of conditional life. Jiva bhuta. The conditioned living entity. Sanatanaha. Eternal. Manaha. With the mind. Shashtani. The six. Indriyani. Senses. So the six senses. So you have the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, sense of touch or skin, right? And then mind. Notice where I pointed. Mind. According to Bhagavad Gita, this is the mind, not this. Right? Mind is here. Why? Because the mind, intelligence, false ego, is covering the soul. The soul is not here. The soul's here. So that's the subtle body covering the soul. And that subtle body goes with the soul, body after body. So you leave the body, just like in your car. You can take the battery or the engine and put it in a different car. Could you not? They do that, right? So similarly, your soul goes from body to body, and that covering goes with you. Like you go with your suitcase to India, wherever you're going, right? You take it along with you. So the subtle body stays with you. Okay. Prakriti. Immaterial nature. Stani. Situated. Karshati. Is struggling hard. So in the Christian Bible, they also have this concept. Originally, Adam and Eve, they were the first people that God created. And they were living in paradise. But they disobeyed God. They were kicked out of paradise. And one of the things God said, now you will have to labor by the sweat of your brow. In paradise, there was no working for Adam and Eve. They had all these fruits. They could just take the fruit and eat. They didn't have to work. But because they disobeyed God, now they were kicked out. And now God said, now you will have to work by the sweat of that struggling hard. Or sometimes in the Vedas, you know that Sanskrit line, pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. So each of those pa, and there's hard labor, then foaming from the mouth, then this, and it ends up with ma, mrityu, death, right? The path of conditioned life. And then there's upavarga, that's called pavarga. But upavarga means the path of liberation. You are on upavarga. When you come to Krishna consciousness, now you're no longer pa-pa-pa-pa-ma. You are upavarga, on the path of liberation, back home, back to Godhead, which we, right? Where there's no need of sunlight, moonlight, and once going, you don't come back. Don't worry. Krishna says, and that's not the only place he says. There are other places he says, you don't come back. Thank you, Krishna. I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, so Karshati struggling hard. And you all know, is school easy? No. You have to struggle, right? Your business? Is it a walk in the park? Right? You're struggling. You worked for so many years, right? You had to struggle. Even go, like you work at home, but if you worked downtown, right? So you had to go on the 5 or the whatever, right? Every day you were in the... 4 o'clock. Yes, sir. Chanting's the easiest? Well, you're very fortunate because not everybody can say that. For some people, Karshati is japa. I know. For some people. I'm just saying, you are very fortunate because I know people. Chanting japa? Oh, Karshati. So you're fortunate. That's a blessing. All right, please repeat. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the 6 senses, which include the mind. And we've learned that you control the mind, the rest are controlled. So the key, that's why that verse which describes Ambarish, the first thing, Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayo. The first thing Ambarish did, fixed his mind on Krishna. My favorite bhajan, Bhajahure Manna Srinandanandana Abhay Charanara Vindare. First thing, right, in the song. Please, mind, cooperate with me. Let us be fixed on Krishna so that we become abhay, fearless. So that's the first order, control the mind. What's the first statement of Mahaprabhu, his Shikshastakam? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Purify the heart, purify the mind, right? Darpana. The mind is like a mirror. Right? First order of business. Shall we go to the purport? I'm having a good time tonight. I'm looking at all these bright faces. I'm becoming enlivened. In this verse, the identity of the living being is clearly given. The living entity is the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord eternally. Oh, this, now this purport is very, very significant. Okay? The living entity is the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord eternally. It is not that he assumes individuality in his conditional life and in his liberated state becomes one with the Supreme Lord. That is the impersonal or the Mayavad contention. That only now, because I'm conditioned, do I have this individuality. But when I become liberated, then I will lose individuality and I will become the God. That's pure Mayavad Shankaracharya philosophy. As Prabhupada used to make a joke. Oh, I'm an illusion now, but when I'm free from illusion, I'll realize I'm God. That's all. Self-realization is easy. Just deny that you are an individual, that everything you see is an illusion. There is no individual. There's only oneness. One time in Vrindavan, one of my god brothers, some Mayavadi came to the temple, ISKCON. So the devotee offered him some prasad. And I think the Mayavadi said, I don't want your prasad. So then Something about the guy got cold, so he asked for a blanket. So my godbrother took a little bit of the cloth and said, here, take the cloth. Because it's all one, right? So you should be happy with one little strand of cloth. Because my prasad was not good. All right. Now you want a blanket here? Become one with the... All right, let's continue. Hare Krishna. It is not that he assumes individuality in his conditioned life and in his liberated state becomes one with the Supreme Lord. He is eternally fragmented. It is clearly said, Sanatanaha. According to the Vedic version, the Supreme Lord manifests and expands himself in innumerable expansions, of which the primary expansions are called Vishnu Tattva, and the secondary expansions are called the living entities. In other words, the Vishnu Tattva is the personal expansion, and the living entities are the separated expansions. By his personal expansion, he is manifested in various forms like Lord Ram, Narsingha Dev, Vishnu Murti, in all the predominating deities in the Vaikuntha planets. The separated expansions, the living entities, are eternally servitors. The personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the individual identities of the Godhead, are always present. Similarly, the separated expansions of living entities have their identities. And we learned that in chapter 2 as well. If you look at chapter 2, verse 12, the verse is, Natve vahum jatu nasam, natvam neme janadipaha, nachaiva navavishyame, sarve vayam ataha puram. What did Krishna say? Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, Arjuna, nor all. And how many people on the battlefield? Millions. Millions. Okay, there were lots of individuals in that Mahabharat war. And Krishna says, and in the future shall many of us cease to be. So same thing. That verse proves eternal individuality. This verse proves eternal individuality. And so far, you know I've made the jokes so many times. So get used to it. You're always going to be you. You're not going to become something different. You are who you are. Now just purify it. That's all. There's nothing wrong with anybody other than their material contamination. But once everybody becomes purified, then you become the most lovable individual. Right? There's going to be lots of individual personalities. You will read, right? Even Krishna's friends. Madhu Mangal has his personality. Sridham, even the gopis, all of the sakis, and all the mandris, they all have their particular personalities. Even Krishna's queens. There's a big difference between Rukmini and Satyabhama. If you read statements of Rukmini and Satyabhama, you can see their moods are completely different. Why? Because they're individuals, eternally individuals. Let's continue. Similarly, the separated expansions of the living entities have their identities. As fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, the living entities also have fragmental portions of his qualities, of which independence is one. Every living entity, as an individual soul, has his personal individuality and a minute form of independence. That's so important. Minute. We're not God. Krishna has gigantic independence, like the first verse of Bhagavatam, Swarat. Right? Krishna is completely absolutely independent. Not us. I'm sorry. We have minute independence. Oh, man. Sorry. Can't change that. That's what it is. This next line is so important. By misuse of that independence, one becomes a conditioned soul. And by proper use of independence, he is always liberated. Very simple. You want to be liberated? Properly use your independence. Choose devotional service. Choose surrender to Krishna at every moment. As soon as you don't, then you become conditioned. In either case, he is qualitatively eternal as the Supreme Lord is. In his liberated state, meaning the living entity, he is freed from his material condition and he is under the engagement of transcendental service unto the Lord. We learned in chapter 14, second to the last verse, Arjuna's question. How do I transcend the modes? Krishna said, Mang chayo viabhicharena. Just engage in bhakti without any interruption. You're liberated. Same thing is being explained here. Just engage always in devotional service, which that's what surrender is. You're always engaged in devotional service. That's the proof that you're surrendered. You stay like that, you're liberated. At any time you stop devotional service, you're back to being conditioned. In his liberated state, he is freed from his material condition and he is under the engagement of transcendental service unto the Lord. In his conditioned life, he is dominated by the material modes of nature and he forgets the transcendental service of the Lord. As a result, he has to struggle very hard to maintain his existence in the material world. The living entities, not only human beings and the cats and dogs, but even the great controllers of the material world, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu, are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. So who's the Supreme Lord in this context? Krishna. There you go. They are all eternal, not temporary manifestations. The word karshati, struggling, or grappling hard is very significant. The conditioned soul is bound up as though shackled by iron chains. He is bound up by the false ego, and the mind is the chief agent which is driving him in this material existence. When the mind is in the mode of goodness, his activities are good. When the mind is in the mode of passion, his activities are troublesome. And when the mind is in the mode of ignorance, he travels in the lower species of life. It is clear, however, in this verse, that the conditioned soul is covered by the material body with the mind and the senses. And when he is liberated, this material covering perishes. But his spiritual body manifests itself in its individual capacity. The following information is there in the Madhyam Vinayana Shruti. Sava esha brahma nishta idang shridang martyam atsrijya brahma bisampadya brahmana pasyati brahmana shrinoti brahmana vedam saravam anubhavati. It is stated here that when a living entity gives up this material embodiment and enters into the spiritual world, he revives. All that word that Prabhupada just used is so significant. Revives. Revives mean it was already there. And that's why Prabhupada was consistent. Back to Godhead, meaning you were already there. Otherwise, why is Prabhupada saying revives his spiritual body? Means you already had it. And now it's being revived. And that's what Prabhupada taught. That's consistent throughout his book. So when anybody, I don't care who it is, says something different, I turn them off. Because I have to go by what Prabhupada said. Now there's an argument. Prabhupada did that because the people couldn't handle the truth. So he just wrote that. So even accepting that argument, that Prabhupada did that because nobody could handle the truth. If that's what Prabhupada wrote, then that's what I should preach. Obviously, right? But that's their way of getting around it. That's their way. Oh, Prabhupada just said that. As if they know better. Like, Prabhupada never said that he said that. But they say that in order to explain it so they can explain something different. Oh, Prabhupada just said that. And you would be surprised how many people espouse that philosophy. Including gurus, GBCs, sannyasis. But not Narantara Das. I am going to present what Prabhupada presents. That's why you like me. I'm not going to present something else which is supposedly higher. If this is what Prabhupada is saying, that's high enough for me. I don't care about the so-called Vaishnava Siddhanta. I go by what Prabhupada said. I'm fired up tonight. What's that? Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're going to be surprised at who propounds something different. You'll be very surprised. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying. You will be shocked when you see who, and don't ask me who. No. No. You will find out in due course of time. All I'm saying is, me, I'm stupid. Alright? I'm not intelligent. I'm stupid. I'm just going to go by what Prabhupada says. Revive. I'm going to assume that Prabhupada knew the English language. I'm not going to assume, well, Prabhupada didn't know because it was English. I don't think so. He wrote this word revive. And it's not the Dravida or Jayad way to put that word in. Okay? You know that camp. That. Okay, I'm going to go back and check the earlier versions of the Gita just to make sure I'm right. But for now, revives. What? Yes, thank you, Kamlesh. Back to Godhead. Yes. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Right. So there, one of their arguments is, oh, Prabhupada used that as a preaching strategy. Well, if Prabhupada used that as a preaching strategy, I should also. Would I'm better than Prabhupada? No. If that's their argument, oh, that was a preaching strategy. Okay, if it's a preaching strategy, why don't you use it? What, you better than Prabhupada? Yes, that's how they think. That's how these people think. Oh, we know better. Well, if you do, I don't want anything to do with you. Sorry. I get very emotional on this. Got to calm down. Whew. I have water. Don't worry. Thank you. Your blessings is everything. And in his spiritual body, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He can hear and speak to Him face to face. And he can understand the Supreme Personality as He is. From Smriti also it is understood. Vasanti yatra purusha sarve vaikuntha murtaya. In the spiritual planets, everyone lives in bodies featured like the Supreme Personalities of Godhead. Just like Jai Vijay. The description of Jai Vijay, they had the four arms, they had everything. The only difference is that Narayan has that Shri Vatsa. That's how they determine. Oh, now he's just a regular. The Sri Vatsa tells, oh, this is Narayan. That's the mark. As far as bodily constitution is concerned, there is no difference between the parts and parcel living entities and the expansions of Vishnumurti. In other words, at liberation, the living entity gets a spiritual body by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words, Mamai Bhangsha, fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are also very significant. The fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is not like some material broken part. We have already understood in the second chapter that the spirit cannot be cut into pieces. Yes, in those 20 verses in chapter 2, it says the soul cannot be cut by any weapon. So that's what Prabhupada is referring to. That conception is not applicable here because the Sanskrit word Sanatan is eternal is used. Earlier, if you read the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains Sanatan. Prabhupada's explanation of Sanatan was always in the past, present, and always in the future. That's how to understand Sanatan. There's no beginning, no middle, no end. The fragmental portion is eternal. Is it also stated in the beginning of second chapter that in each and every individual body, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is present? Dehinosmin yata dehe. That fragmental portion, when liberated from the bodily engagement, again, the word revive. Again. So it wasn't like Prabhupada just like made a mistake. No. Deliberately, now twice, revive. Its original spiritual body in the spiritual sky, in a spiritual planet, and enjoys association with the Supreme Lord. It is, however, understood here that the living entity, being the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, is qualitatively one with the Lord, just as the parts and parcels of gold are also gold. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.